right, here we go, folks. It's Infinite Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome. July 24th, 2022. IncendiaryRadio.chitango.com. The number 2, IncendiaryRadio.chitango.com. Hoolies blog.blogspot.com, WHOOLASblog.blogspot.com. Find the archive in the morning, commercial free, and we are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Always need your help and support to keep this shoestring from breaking. You know, a lot of disruptions out here and the ether. So just kind of an update. My mom had this cancer thing growing on her nose. She's had to get this dermatologist digging in there 3 times now, claiming that they didn't get it all and et cetera, et cetera. So my mom just turned 80 in June, quadruple vaxxed. Got this cancer she's dealing with on her nose, tip of her nose there, and it's been dug on 3-4 times now by this dermatologist. Now, somebody very, very, very close to me just lost a family member, an uncle, 65 years old, was battling kind of like a leukemia-type condition. This guy was a retired union pipe coverer, and these guys do a lot of work in these nuclear plants, power plants, and so forth. And he succumbed last night to his condition. The family decided to take him off of life support. So another for sure vaxxed person whose conditions seem to be kind of stable, and then was just vacationing probably a month ago from what I'm being told, and then got ill all of a sudden, went into the hospital and never came out. And so they took this person off, and I knew the guy, and I used to have some nice long conversations with him. You know, just crazy how this is all happening. Mr. Producer, get clip 2 ready, if you would. And this is kind of just a reminder clip. You know, the amount of just football players, former football players, stars on both the college and the NFL level dying is pretty crazy. In clusters of deaths, and like, remember weeks and weeks ago, I was telling y'all about all these fresh graves where my father is buried. Just, it's wild to watch this acceleration of death. People were warning us, though, what, year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when the end of what, 2020 was when this rollout really happened, beginning of 2021. And so we're a year and a half, we're 18 months basically into this, where the glut of people subjected themselves to these genetic sabotage injections. Okay. And so now we're seeing and a very, what seems to be a very rapid acceleration of people dying. They're even coming up with all this solar wind stuff and soil and all these weird explanations and sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. We always had SIDS. They were vaccinating these babies up the wazoo. So now we have SADS. Very interesting. But let's go ahead and listen to clip 2, Dr. Ryan Cole. Let's go ahead and listen a little bit of this.
Cancer as most people know watching this, is the number two, closely following cause of death in the United States and most of the Western world. But it's closely approaching, and many experts project that it will exceed heart disease in the future. Interestingly, I think a large part of that is related to our dietary changes, and I'm sure you would agree with that, because prior to 1900, I think the incidence of cancer was a half to 1%, and now it's 33% people dying from cancer. So, but that's a whole other discussion. But nevertheless, these jabs have accelerated the process. So I'm wondering what your best guess is, and I'm not asking for quoted studies because I know the research isn't out. It's going to take years to figure this out. But if you could, you know, with your exposure, your experience, and the stories that have been shared with you, what do you think the timeline is going to be before it gets out of control? Is it going to stabilize, or is it just going to get much worse?
That's a great question. And one of the important findings I've heard from many of these clinicians is many of their patients who have been cancer-free for 3, 4, 5 years, their PET scan looks great, no detectable disease. After that second or third shot, all of a sudden they're stage four disease like wildfire. And this goes back to immune suppressive mechanisms, the damage that the persistent spike and the persistent modified RNA cause. So aggressive cancers very quickly are one thing we're seeing. I think over time, I think the important thing is, I'm not here to judge if you got a shot, didn't get a shot, just don't get another one. It's the wrong shot for the wrong protein for the wrong virus, because the dose, it's a dose-dependent poisoning curve in terms of the more spike you have circulating, the worse your immune system seems to be doing. So the number one thing is don't get another shot, because it is causing that immune suppression that's allowing those cancer mechanisms. I think over time, my concern based on the patterns and statistically, and again, I'm just looking into a crystal ball prognosticating, but I would say we're going to see a consistent 2 to 3-fold increase in certain cancers, endometrial, breast cancers, cancers of the prostate, cancers that are testicular or ovarian, neurologic cancers. This spike has a propensity to cross the blood-brain barrier and invade neural tissues. We know what it does to mitochondrial activity in terms of inhibiting it, blocking it, ruining cytochrome C oxidase systems, decreasing ATP. Cancer is a hypoxic state when you don't have good cellular activity and cellular respiration and hypooxygenation. You end up with mechanisms that can induce more aggressive cancer. So I think at a minimum of 2 to 3-fold, I think we're going to continue to see it at least over the next year or two. I can only hope that the immune system can normalize and we come up with enough interventions and treatments that will reverse some of this, you know, what some people call spikeopathy, or the different diseases that are being caused by this persistent spike. I don't know is the honest answer, but that would be my projection based on what I've seen.
All right, you can stop that one there. Now, let's go to clip 16, Mr. Producer. We're just going to listen to kind of the beginnings of this. So on top of that, the whole cancer, immune, blah, 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 blah. Think about this aspect. Go ahead and roll 16.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow. And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does?
If something is reverse transcribed and alters the DNA of a sperm or an egg, that DNA change, if that sperm or egg survives and turns into a human being, lasts forever. The entire human genome has been poisoned with a gene that has never been in the human genome ever in history.
Pfizer, given
you
that
can stop and we, you know, all of us out here, even us lay people like myself and everybody else in the kind of like this sector, we were warning about this. We were following all these different doctors, Tenpenny, Mikovits, and so forth and so on, that were on this from day one, and they knew it, that this was going to be the beginnings of a multifaceted, multi-platform system here to not only change what it is down at your very cellular level. You know, I played that anti-patch stuff last week, but also shorten the hell out of your life, right? And then also, Mr. Producer, if you get clip four ready, this was Dr. Ariana Love with our buddy Stu Peters, but it's worth listening to what she has to say. Go ahead, and we'll do four.
A couple of things that she didn't mention in that report was about the BlackRock AI Aladdin. This is, seems to be a quantum computer that is computing everybody's data. So, you know, through this vaccine holocaust. And I think you should have her on to explain more about that. It's incredible, fascinating stuff. And then also they covered the MacBook, the track and trace, the Bluetooth signal that's coming out of vaccinated people. And it's also coming out of the graves. And there's lots of evidence of it. You know, you can download an app in your phone and you can monitor the Bluetooth signals coming out of the vaccinated. So this technology, it's a liquid crystal micro receivers. This was also covered by La Quinta Columna. It can turn the brain into a zombie, literally. And let's see, I've got my notes here, reading from my notes. So it allows for remote magnetic control of the nervous system. It was also developed by DARPA. And there are patents and examples of brain manipulation in Hope's and Tavon's report. That's why I recommend people study it. They're also using a magnetic nanopowder for 6G technology, so to interface humans with the internet. They included a couple of links that prove that they are hooking people up to the internet with this technology. And then, let's see, going on. There was information in there from Edward Dowd. He's the ex-BlackRock manager. He said within the last 1 year, here are some statistics. The disability rates have increased by 10%. The corporate vax mandates, excess deaths reported by insurance companies are up 40%. And then there's an 84% jump in millennial deaths. That's ages between 25 and 44. And this is, people basically got the jab to keep the job.
Has anything good come out of DARPA ever? Has anything good come from BlackRock ever? Does anybody have any objection to just incinerating the entire global supply of these bioweapon injections and prosecuting everybody who's either responsible for developing them or pushing them or continuing to endorse them?
Right. That's exactly what needs to happen. Trials and execution.
All right. Go ahead and stop that there. But, you know, I don't know how long on this broadcast that I just doing the analytical kind of gymnastics, I was like, you're looking at this shot rollout, this injection rollout, and I always just had it in the back of my mind that first and foremost, this is a surveillance system. Now, people are talking about manipulation, okay, mental manipulation, nervous system manipulation, and that's a whole nother level. So you got that, you got manipulation, you've got monitoring, panopticon level surveillance, and you've got transhumanism, changing this person's DNA and also taking them out of the game. You know, you had all these Robert Malone and others were talking about the Social Security and Medicare systems reaching their breaking points. And so a way to kick the can down the road, and I should say kick the bucket down the road, excuse my French, but, you know, people kick the bucket down the road by killing off a bunch of pensioners. Okay, now, the young people, you're killing off breeders. You're killing off the next generation at this large spike in millennial deaths. And so, this is depopulation, because they're not even worried about, okay, who's going to be the next generation of breadwinners to pay into the system for all of what's left of the retirees. You know, people, I was listening to a bunch of different broadcasters talking about, well, if they're pushing these electronic vehicles so hard, and basically all these different state and federal governments saying all of our whole fleets are going to electric by this year, but, you know, whatever year, a couple years off into the future. But the infrastructure to charge these fleets of vehicles is nowhere near even in development. So what is that really saying about where they really are going in the future? Now, a lot of people, you know, are like, well, I see construction going on. I see construction going on all over the place here in various parts of the St. Louis area. And so, okay, well, who are they building this stuff for? Is it for aliens to come in and bring them in? Are they not going to push the vaccines on the replacement population, the great replacement, that you're a terrorist if you even talk about it? We shall see. You know, the Cosa Nostra and this Vatican gang are both deep into this. Think about the first couple countries that said that you had to vax everybody. It was Vatican City State. It was Israel. Now, I've already kind of, you know, let's say hypothesized about what the Israelis got versus what all the Gentiles, quote unquote, got. And it's probably a completely different formula. It probably doesn't have the depopulation aspects in the Israeli Pfizer formula, old Albert Bourla's brew, his witch's brew, his Kabbalistic brew, his Talmudic brew. So what I'm guessing is the Israelis probably got the surveillance and possibly even the manipulation aspects of the brew, but not necessarily the depopulation or the death aspects, is what, that's my best guess as of July 24th, 2022. So Albert Bourla, to all his brethren, and especially his lesser brethren in Israel, maybe they gave it like they did back in the 60s. Maybe they gave all the Mizraim and the Ethiopian Falashas and so forth. Maybe they got the depopulation lots, so to speak, because, you know, the Ashkenazis and the upper classes, the Sephardics, are the elites in Israel. And then the more Arabic Jews and the African so-called Jews and everything else, they are all quite possibly got the more deadlier aspects of the depopulation aspect of the shots. That's just my best guesstimation. So the elites of Israel probably, you know, got their, you know, a more of an innocuous brew. Let's get clip three ready. And so let's also talk about neurodegeneration. Now, so on top of manipulation, because let's talk about dumbing down. Let's talk about destroying that magic about a human, the their brain and how it works and discernment and all the spiritual aspects. We know about the military here in the U.S. tinkering, I'm talking 10, 15 years ago, about these shots to get rid of the religious impulse in the soldier, okay? And we also know that they were tinkering with pain, tiredness, and that sort of thing, to where you get shots and you feel less pain. You get shots and you can go on for longer without your body collapsing and so forth. So a real Frankensteinish, things are on the chalkboard here, and they have been for a long time. Let's listen to a bit of clip three.
You said that one of the organs that the vaccine that the mRNA travels to is spleen, and in your paper you specifically connected this fact to the vaccine triggering neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Would you please tell us in more detail how it happens? And you also predicted that eventually, and actually in the near future, we will see a huge spike in those diseases, and particularly in younger people.
Right. People will get them earlier than they would have, and more people will get them than would have gotten them without these vaccines. That's what I predicted, particularly if people keep on getting boosters. Every time they get a booster, they set themselves back even further towards developing these neurodegenerative diseases. And so we had read, I was familiar with Parkinson's disease because my mother died from it. I it's a disease I care about, and I understand a lot about how it works. And I immediately connected this to Parkinson's disease because Parkinson's often begins in the gut with a pathogen that produces a protein that can misfold. It's called a prion-like protein. The spike protein is definitely a prion-like protein. Papers have been written that show that. And this means that it can cause these prion-like diseases, which is Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS and CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. These are the really bad neurodegenerative diseases that are known to be caused by proteins that misfold. And when you have a protein that's produced by a pathogen, such as the spike protein, and when you have it in high concentration in an immune cell, it's going to cause that immune cell to upregulate alpha-synuclein, which is the protein that's linked to Parkinson's disease. And then the alpha-synuclein is going to misfold because of the presence of the spike protein. So the cell that's in the spleen that's making all the spike protein is also making alpha-synuclein, and the whole thing is a big mess, and the cell is just basically, I got to get rid of this stuff. So it ships it out as exosomes. It builds up these little lipid particles and spits them out into the circulation, into the environment. And where they go, one place they go very easily is to travel. These exosomes travel very nicely along nerve fibers. So they're going to go along the splanchnic nerve. They're going to hook up with the vagus nerve. They're going to go up to the brain. And then they're going to infect all the nerves in the brain. And you see all these symptoms from the VAERS database of conditions that are connected to inflammation of nerves in the brain. You have tinnitus, there's huge numbers of tinnitus, I guess you call it, cases of ringing in the ear, even deafness, issues with the eyes, Bell's palsy, paralysis of the face, migraine headache, which is connected to inflammation of the trigeminal nerve, all of these nerves. You even have difficulty swallowing, that's connected with the vagus nerve. And you have issues with the vagus nerve in the heart and in the lungs as well. The vagus nerve goes to all those organs, and the exosomes traveling along the vagus nerve deliver spike protein to all of those places, and the spike protein is toxic everywhere it goes. The exosomes are picked up by all kinds of different cells. No longer depends upon the H2 receptor like the virus does. So all the different cells are susceptible to that.
Let's go ahead and stop it there. But you guys get the, like I said, I don't know how many months ago, kitchen sink shots. That's what we should start calling. And I like the term genetic sabotage injection, but it's also kitchen sink. It's like they've thrown the kitchen sink of every kind of evil, I don't want to say side effect, because it's not a side effect. It's an intentional objective. But how many evil objectives that these jerks, they're just sitting around thinking about all the different ways that they could hurt the human family with these things. That's why the whole warp speed thing is a joke. These things were on the freaking chopping block probably for years in development. as we all know, the papers, the patents, all of this stuff, 2015, 2017, blah, 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 blah. This mafia, this kosher mob, Bourla, and the goons from Moderna and AstraZeneca and Jan, all of, they've been working on this forever. This final, you know, hit on the Goyim. And then all of the scum in the black nobility in Europe and so forth, and our little freaking so-called elites here all being in on it, willing to do this to their fellow man. You know, these kosher mobsters couldn't do this without all of these managers, these people like the Clintons, the Obamas, and the Bush family, the Rockefellers, who are really high up on the food chain. But, you know, besides the money change, look at all the lawyers that just marched right here in lockstep with this agenda. You know, I want to get a T-shirt. I've said this for years. It says "Commit Lawyer Side." Somebody should design one and sell it. You probably do pretty well. "Commit Lawyer Side." But because I mean, this is really the class that has just decimated separation of powers, checks and balances, and so forth. I've talked about this ad nauseum. Without these lawyers that have infested the three branches of government and the administrative states full of lawyers, this stuff couldn't happen. So I know we're coming up on break, but I mean, just so many weird things. You know, these wildfires in Spain, the amount of civil unrest all the way from Kazakhstan, Panama, Sri Lanka, South Africa, Mauritania, country after country. And you see these weird stuff going on in Italy and Britain and so forth with the prime ministers. It's a big shakeup happening, and there's the bottom of the hour. We'll see you on the other side.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
UB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Turn home from the battlefield. Take your seat in the Hall of Kings. Celebrating recent victory. Look towards the future yet may bring. The warrior is the path of victory. The warrior.
All right. Incendiary Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network, the great RBN. All right, so listen. This is the end of Protocol 21, okay? When we ascend the throne of the world, all these financial and similar shifts, as being not in accord with our interests, will be swept away so as not to leave a trace, as also will be destroyed all money markets, since we shall not allow the prestige of our power to be shaken by fluctuations of prices set upon our values, which we shall announce by law at the price which represents their full worth without any possibility of lowering or raising. Raising gives the pretext for lowering, which indeed was where we made a beginning in relation to the values of the goyim. We shall replace the money markets by grandiose government credit institutions, the object of which will be to fix the price of industrial values in accordance with government views. This is communism, of course, price fixing, all this crap. These institutions will be in a position to fling upon the market 500 millions of industrial paper in one day. We'll look at the trillions of digital floating around in a very short period. Or to buy up for the same amount. Look at BlackRock and all these people buying up all these people's property. And this, all industrial undertakings will come into dependence upon us. You may imagine for yourselves what immense power we shall thereby secure for ourselves. So now Dr. Love was talking about this Aladdin program of BlackRock actually managing all the data from all of these Bluetoothed up people, quacked up, genetically hit people. And then I talked about this Aladdin thing weeks and weeks and weeks ago about how it basically dominating stock trading and all that stuff. But then look, it's on allegedly it's possibly on top of managing all the data as well. Coming off of these quaccinated individuals. And that really gets into the whole, 2020-06-06-06 type of patents where these central bank digital currencies and so forth, people's social credit, if they're good little worker bees and they have the right think, then they'll mine themselves through their little activities, their credits for the month to pay their rent in their little cubicle and or what have you, that, you know, in these mega cities. I mean, you look at some of these videos like on YouTube where it's like a $500, $600 apartment in Washington, D.C. It's like 80 square feet where these people live, and they got pets in there, and they have to share bathrooms. I mean, gosh, could you imagine that kind of an existence in New York City? And then all of a sudden the prosecutors just stop, prosecuting like violent criminals. I mean, I'll talk about that Lee Zeldin stuff. I mean, the feds picked the guy up, but that's how quack New York State is with the whole bail reform. I mean, the guy tries to attack a sitting member of Congress with a little freaking knuckle knife, and then he gets bounced out. The feds picked it up, of course, and because he's a member of Congress, but I mean, God forbid if you're white and you attack a black person, though, you're going to get the book thrown at you. But if you're, you know, if you're white, you attack a right winger. If you're black, you attack a white. Hey, you're good to go. Book and release, catch and release, just like out of a pond. So this is Protocol 23. I might have read out of this, but think about this. Once the system is established, once the central bank digital currency, social credit, blockchain system of surveillance is totally in, think about this. This is what they're going to do. That the peoples may become accustomed to obedience, it is necessary to inculcate lessons of humility and therefore to reduce the production of articles of luxury. See, that's what a car is to them for you, Goy. That's an article of luxury. You don't deserve to drive a car. You're not a high on the food chain. You're an animal. Animals don't deserve to drive. By this we shall improve morals, which have been debased by emulation in the sphere of luxury. Now, who debased the morals? You guys did. You admitted earlier in the protocols. That's what, so you purposely debase morals of the people, and then you say, well, now that your morals are debased, we're going to come with a strong pimp hand of organized Jewry, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the money changers, and we're going to get you guys to be moral again. We shall reestablish small master production, which will mean laying a mine under the private capital of manufacturers. Yeah, how do you like them food manufacturers right now, huh? I mean, they're crushing this thing right now. This is indispensable also for the reason that manufacturers on the grand scale often move, though not always consciously, the thoughts of the masses in directions against the government. Oh, you want to shoot somebody with a Remington? Oh, Remington's got to be sued, you see. So I'm going to stop with that one there. I got some more stuff to try to dig into if I get the time. I got a couple more books open. But so let's talk about – I'm going to do this real quick. Was John Adams correct? This is on ncrenegade.com. Was John Adams correct? And it's got a meme up there. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people, is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So people have purposefully torpedoed moral and religious principles in the country. We all know Roe v. Wade, taking the 1960s, all the rulings, taking Bible reading out of the classrooms and all this stuff. Just a real war by the secular against any kind of spiritual principles. The real leading the charge of this has been quackademia. Okay. So quackademia and all the useful idiots that call themselves teachers. You know, the Bible also says not many of you should become teachers because you'll be held into a stricter account. And think about all these people that got into being teachers just for a paycheck, you know, so forth and so on. And then they know that the curriculum that is being foisted upon them to propagate out to these children is evil, and they still do it anyway. Look at all the teachers that go to church on Sunday or whatever, or some of them don't, but they're pushing the alphabet indoctrination on these little kids, the drag queen story time, the rainbow flags in the classroom, and all the Pride Month stuff. It's just, you know, and these people got their own kids and so forth, and they don't personally believe in it, but they got to do it to keep that teaching job. So back to the article. Our nation is not moral or religious. Well, that's a blanket statement. There's a lot of moral and there's a lot of religious people still left in the country. But as a nation, especially our leaders, you know, you got all these democratic socialists. You got Cori Bush signs all over the place here in St. Louis, the first congressional district. And this dunce is going to walk right into reelection, it looks like. And these hood rats, these dumbed down blacks in St. Louis, they just, anytime a person talks about racism and we got to smash the white supremacy and capitalism is what made you poor, black people, all this stuff, people just lap it up. They don't do any of their own thinking or reading. Now, there's some that have come off of that, and I know a couple, but the lion's share, there's this lockstep, there's this groupthink among blacks that is just so hard to break. And I don't know what it is, but it is powerful. They still vote in the 90th, way up in the 90th percentile for this Democratic Communist Party. And at the top, it's run by plutocrat oligarchs, you know, rich few, blah, 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 blah. It's so sick. And then you got these the black managerial class, the Maxine Waters and the Benny Thompson and all these, you know, these people up there in the Congressional Black Caucus. I mean, the biggest traitors. And they're all the ones saying about abortion rights and blah, 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 knowing how many of these kids get terminated in their own sector. And then, you know, some would be Machiavellian and say, well, how else are you going to keep these weeds like Margaret Sanger from breeding and so forth and so on? Well, you know, the other founders and statesmen throughout the history warned us about, you know, this whirlwind, reaping the whirlwind and so forth and so on about, you know, trying to after post-Civil War live together and have a prosperous nation and so forth. And we see what the decimation of all of our major cities, the Lior Cohens and the Jerry Hellers and the Rick Rubens and all the gangsters behind, the Jewish gangsters behind this music industry, and how it's totally just bombed all of our major cities. It was like a warhead, this rap music game. It's better than nuclear warheads because the radiation's not there, but the decimation is. I mean, the voting, you know, the blue city gangsterism, as far as just the corruption, it's got to get smashed somehow. This is the Jewish shock troop. And it's, you know, NAACP, National African American Communist Party, all the Jews that founded, Rabbi Stephen Wise, all these gangsters. nobody's been able to stop this or thwart it at all, you know. And you've had your black sits and things trying to happen now. Your Hotep Jesuses and the Candace Owens and a bunch of these black people on Twitter, these conservatives. But I think we're gonna to look at it realistically and logically. It's like we're gonna reach some sort of a boiling point of like violence breaking out and mass levels out on the streets before I think any of these people can make any headway. And that's unfortunate. Nobody wants to see this bloodbath. It's probably going to happen, especially when they decide to cut off the, you know, the food stores and the EBT SNAP type deal. But, you know, Jared Taylor on July 21st on UNS, he's got an article called Black Brutality. And he said, either we talk about it or we lose our country. Everybody knows violent crime's up, and there are theories about why. The George Floyd riots, police pulling back because they could ruin their lives if they do their jobs. Soros-funded prosecutors to keep letting violent thugs out of jail. I noticed a pattern that may not fit any of these theories. Consider, for example, this hijacking in New Orleans this spring. A 17-year-old boy with a pistol, along with three girls, one 16, the other 15, stole a car with the owner in it. She got stuck at her seatbelt and was hanging out the driver's side door when they roared away. Her arm was ripped off and she bled to death. The carjackers were black. The victim, a 73-year-old grandmother, Linda Fricky, was white. I covered that. In Philadelphia, not even a month ago, two boys and two girls between the ages of 15 and 17, all of them black, attacked and robbed this white father of a four-year-old. They kept beating him long after he was unconscious. His brain bled so much part of his skull had to be removed. He has memory loss, needs speech therapy, and his wife wonders what kind of father he can ever be to their boy. Just a few days ago in Philadelphia, seven black children, the youngest was 10, beat a 73-year-old man to death with a traffic cone, and he was black. The girl you see beating him is 14 years old. They didn't rob him. They seem to have killed him just for the fun of it. One danced a little jig. Why were they out at 2:30 in the morning? The victim was a black man named James Lambert. 31-year-old Lucretia Isaac got into a fight with 41-year-old LaShoon Rogers. Lucretia was getting the worst of it and handed a bag to her 10-year-old. The daughter rummaged through the bag, pulled out a gun, and shot LaShoon twice, killing her. You shouldn't have messed with my mother, the girl shouted. Early this month in St. Paul, when police went to serve a warrant on a murder suspect, a toddler cursed them, attacked them, and I'm sure y'all seen it, the little kid out in his underwear. This little fellow called a black officer a bitch and told him to shut the F up and hit him several times. He also complained about the officer's ugly-ass shoes, while a man in the background called the black officer a deep-fried Oreo head. There were no parents in sight. What's remarkable about all these recent cases is how young the children were, and there were plenty more like them. And it goes on and on and on about all this just black brutality. And look, it's true. There's something here, and it's getting worse. And it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. And nobody on the mainstream media wants to talk about it. And where it's going to end up, I don't know. When is the boiling point? When is the breaking point? I don't know. Let's see. Let's talk about central bank digital currency. Mr. Bruce, if you get five ready, this kind of piggybacks on all of the stuff with the vaccines. Well, shots. But let's just go ahead and listen to it. Go ahead and roll five.
So now you've got this CBDC that requires ID. So what's the big problem, Majid? What's wrong with that? Think about it. Every single transaction in your life that you will ever do and ever have done will be logged and registered on an open ledger, because that's what the blockchain is. Now, Bitcoin avoids this because you don't need your name on your Bitcoin wallet. So it will be a number on the blockchain ledger. Yes, you can be traced. by some clever detective work, that's fine, that's like cash. But what CBDCs are is your national identity tied to a digital currency that will log every single one of your transactions forever. Because once it's on the blockchain, it's you can't erase it. And that gives you absolutely no anonymity. And the second concern is control, because this currency can be programmed. And when it's programmed, it means that it can be set by government and determine it can determine what you purchase and what you sell and what you buy. And so if you go back to Canada and what happened with the truckers' protests, of course, there the problem is if you're a persona non grata, if you support a cause, if you support a some form of magazine or platform that is thinking outside of the box, you're on a list, you can be penalized, and of course, it's an incredible problem. So these are the problems that this currency presents. Now, it's going to come anyway. Nothing much we can do to stop it. So I'm going to conclude by saying, how do we make sure that our rights are guaranteed, even though this phenomenon is on the horizon and is coming at us anyway? And the answer there is we've got to make sure that we protect the off-ramp. Whatever that off-ramp is in the form of a decentralized digital currency that allows for you to trade without being traced and tracked and without being controlled, we've got to make sure that that currency, that off-ramp, that decentralized version is protected. And it's no coincidence, and my last point, that countries around the world, led by China, but others as well followed them, are banning Bitcoin exchanges. So our responsibility becomes to protect the off-ramp so that there's a choice, so that you're not permanently involved in what is total slavery or serfdom.
All right, you can stop that. Well, look, Bitcoin, and you could say that it's under attack, okay? And that's why all this is going on, because they want to move into the next phase. So they sucked a lot of people in to the digital currency mindset with these coins, Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, and so forth. And what it looks like is they're going to somehow attempt to get everybody on the central bank systems, you know, where there is no privacy whatsoever and so forth. That's my kind of macro view of it. A lot of people are losing their shirts right now that got into Bitcoin late. You know, there's a video I sent around where a guy, he was sitting in front of a garage and he would put in something and he'd get back a whole bunch of more stuff. And so he'd keep putting things in there. And then people would, you know, he was like making a great deal for him. And then so one time he puts in a whole bunch of his own, you know, I can't remember what it was, money or whatever, or I can't remember. But so he puts it under the garage and then they shut the garage door and you kind of hear it locks. And he's like trying to get something back for what he just put everything basically he had in under the garage door, and nothing came back. And then somebody slammed the door and locked it, and he screwed. And that's what happened to a lot of people, quite possibly with this Bitcoin thing. So people are talking about protecting these, you know, they talk about Monero, all these different, you know, I'm not into any of this stuff. It's interesting to look at. I guess I could have became an extremely wealthy person if I would have thrown some money at it a while back when Max Kaiser was telling me to. But the way it appears now, this reset they're going to do, pensions are going to get torched, 401ks. Bank accounts. Remember all the haircuts they were doing years ago in, what was it, Cyprus and all these places, and basically cutting, you know, the value of their money while it's sitting in the bank, and then negative interest rates and all this stuff, where you put $100 in the bank, and then in a few months it's down to $90 negative interest rates. So you were better off not putting the money in the bank. You know, who knows how this is going to happen, but it's probably, you know, people's cash that they got on hand is going to be severely, or it even might be outlawed. Any paper currency is no longer legal tender, We just say it in one day after a bank holiday over a long weekend or something. Now that all the money you got, you know, and stuffed in your mattress or wherever you got, it's nothing. But, you know, you might still have some days after that that people are still going to think that it has value, and therefore you can get commodities or necessities with that money. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes for the masses to lose faith in those Benjamins, those paper dollars. That'll be kind of a fascinating, kind of anthropological study. Unfortunately, we'll all be living it, and it'll probably be a real crazy thing. And then the hordes of orcs will be unleashed, and then it's going to be shooting time, and probably a bunch of us with those that in the power structure think are the intelligentsia will all be most likely extracted, liquidated, among other things. So harsh reality coming our way, very, very most likely, unless some sort of a miracle happens. We'll see you guys on the other side. Trump power, final hour, put the ceiling onto my skin. No tomorrow, no control.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
RBN. John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.